So, my first college English assignment is to read 20 pages on rhetoric, the definitions, usages, origins, everything. And, by the time I got to the end of it, I think even the author would admit that nobody can tell you what it is. I know I can't. The only thing I really gathered is that rhetoric sounds like a scary German word. That if I was in another country and someone shouted it at me, I'd be terrified. By the way, I was pronouncing it rhetoric, as in a rhetorical question. Everyone's heard that before. But when I walked into my class the next day, everyone was saying rhetoric. So, you can imagine how much more confident I felt then. My dad and I don't agree on too much, so after one of our bickering matches over the phone, I didn't really think much of it, just another normal Sunday calling my parents. But he has made it his mission to get me to join a sorority. It's been this ongoing battle of words since before I even left for college. Are you ever arguing or having a debate with someone, and you wish your words could just take human form? Like, picture you're in a ring or a battlefield or somewhere, and when you really make a good point or you snap back with some witty remark, and you just see your opponent taking your verbal right hook to the head and or maybe getting knocked off their horse for something. They're just astounded by the blow of your powerful words, just dumbfounded by your wit. Well, in this corner, weighing 2 college degrees and holder of the parental belt, is my dad. And in this corner, weighing 1 high school diploma and a master in teenage sarcasm, is me. Round one. My dad opens with a strong, logical jab. I'm in college to study and get a degree so that I can get a job. That is the goal here. And participating in Greek life gives me a gold star on my resume. Future employers want to see extracurriculars, not just good grades. I take the hit, but answer right back with an uppercut of my own. Sororities are expensive. How is the kid on the ramen noodle diet supposed to shell out hundreds of dollars every semester with no income? As if tuition, books, and room and board weren't enough out of our pockets. Now you want me to pay for this too? Round two. Still determined, my dad throws a guilt trip into my side. He's always taught me to do the right thing. A life without service to others is not a life at all. There is no denying the sense of morality and social responsibility he's instilled in me. Sororities offer countless opportunities for volunteer work and service projects, as well as philanthropy. It's a convenient and efficient way to give back. How could I not? A little out of breath, but I'm still in it, and I think he should be a little more aware of the time that Greek life takes. Time that could be taken away from my studies or other clubs. Round three. What's that? He says. You miss your friends. Oh, if only there were a way to meet hordes of people and then call some of them your sisters, friends for life. You're pretty far away from home. Are you really in a position to pass that up? And with that seemingly final blow, wait. Wait. Wait, wait. What is this? He's bringing in a tag team partner? Is that even allowed? Who is it? Who is it? You brought my best friend from home? When did she get here? I can't hit my best friend. No, what's she saying? be good for me to pledge a sorority? Fun? Is that what she says? And that's the last thing I hear before I hit the mat. And that really did happen. Not the boxing ring part, but the part about my friend from home. During one of our Skype sessions, she mentioned something about how I should try rushing, and eventually I got her to confess it was my dad who put her up to it. It seems like I painted a negative picture of rhetoric here. A violent battle of wits is not exactly comforting. And honestly, it is such a strong and sometimes effective force that it's almost worrisome to think that someone is using it on you. But really, it can be used for good just as easily as it can for evil. My dad's not a politician or a crooked lawyer. He doesn't even know what logos, pathos, and ethos are. He just wants the best collegiate experience for me. And maybe that's what the Greeks want too. It kind of seems like they prey on the incoming freshman's desire to fit in and feel at home, but it's not necessarily such a bad thing that they use the opportunity to promote their cause. I'm not sure what I'm gonna do come rush season. You think I would after a knockout like that. Maybe I thought telling you all of this and presenting this inquiry would lead me to a decision. And even though I don't have a shining beacon of clarity, I think whatever choice I make will be the right one because I'm aware of the presence of rhetoric in my life and the positive consequences of it as well as the negative. And hopefully now you are too.